Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back, everybody.
So as you're looking here, guys, you see updates on McCarthy's bid for Speaker of the House enters third day and actually seven times now it's a nay. I think what we're really seeing here is, again, beginning of a new fracturing that's going to eventually lead to a complete fracturing of the country. I mean, it's already ongoing. I shouldn't even say beginning. It's been ongoing for a long time. There's such a deep divide. There's no middle ground to be had, and yet that is still part of the overall plan.
Mm-hmm. You know, with everything that you see, every puppet show that they put on in these places, it's just one more fraying of the country and fraying of society, you know, to get things to break down. They do their best to put on a show like they're trying to hold things together, but in reality, it's the opposite. They're allowing things to fray. There's energy behind the energy that you can see with your 3D eyes, and it has a purpose, it has an agenda, and it's not what so many masses think it is. And that's the annoying part. It's like us and people listening, it's like, we get it. We understand what's going on behind the scenes, but it's just annoying, guys.
Well, again, too, you know, they were talking about potential people to replace him as, you know, the speaker. And again, just look at their energy. Look at their energy. There is no good choices. Yeah, I should say there are no good choices. And, you know, there is one person that feels a little bit more honest than the others. And yet what we got is that he is being controlled through means. A certain color that's very dark. And then what the post office is all about, if you understand, put those two together as we're careful of what we're saying here. And again, we get more and more rumors of, you know, beds running out at Beijing Hospital as a new variant comes, you know. And again, we look to China. We remember our history and all the pictures of people face planting in China. Again, understand that all cures are not the exact same. There are different. There's certain, certain technologies that's been used in the cures. Again, that word that starts with a V, you could say it ends in an X. There might be an A in the middle, just for those that are not so good at spelling. Yeah, you know, we can see what's being pushed. The new variant, most transmissible yet detected. It's found in 25 countries so far. Oh, I got two of the same one there up. And then we see this. China experiments with spreading the cures through mosquitoes. Well, you know, look at what Gil Bates was doing with spreading genetically altered mosquitoes. And who knows what was in those things? Do you trust Gil Bates? I don't think there's very few. There's probably hardly anybody that trusts the Gil Bates. Why is he in such a position? Why is the few? Again, we put it up to a mirror and we put those letters the other way around. Why are they in the position of control that they are? Why did they already have, you know, McCarthy installed as the speaker on their own little website? Why are they still rolling out the digital global currencies as if it doesn't matter what anybody says? Well, maybe, again, this whole power structure and all of the smiling faces that we see that are part of this power structure, you know, it's all about the illusion. It's an illusion that they sell to us every day, like they're at each other's throats. Are they really at each other's throats? I mean, we've seen pictures of, you know, the Bushes and the Obamas that look to be loving on each other after the fact. I mean, like, they're good old buddies. You could throw the Clintons in there too, and you could throw others in there too. It's the big drama that is unfolding. this should, and I'm sure this does really, really concern most people. I mean, the thought of this, mosquitoes, yeah, but whatever we see is probably already well underway and probably has been underway for a very long time.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly why we harp on people about your immune system, because that's going to keep you protected.
Absolutely. So again, this is just, this is part of the drama that is playing out. And so it looks like the Republican Party is fractured. If you look at the percentage of people that are behind 45 and the percentage of people that are behind DeSantis, and then if you imagine an election where it's 46 going again, you know, it's weekend at Bernie's. Let's roll the corpse out, guys. Make it look good. Lift his hand up. Lift his hand up. Yeah, you know. Make Joe wave. Okay, push up the corner of his mouth. Make him smile. Wipe the drool. Well, there wouldn't be any drool because he's, you know, no longer actively with us. And is he anyway right now? Yet, what would you have? You'd probably have an obvious scenario for, you know, 30% going to one person, 25 to another, and you know, you'd probably end up with a second 4 years of JB that people could understand legitimately, because the vote on the Republican side would be split. And you know, very well, this could be the scenario that starts to roll out. And that's going to drive a lot of people to find a really big high cliff, because they're going to be like, okay, you know, either that or just, you know, get our family a one-way ticket anywhere, you know, just out of here.
Absolutely.
We have this cardiologist. Absolutely no link between the plague upon the land's cure and Damar Hamlin's collapse. And you've seen like the... Oh, you know, it's like the fact-checking brigade comes out and stuff, and okay, we got to defuse this one. You know, well, that was a hell of a blow to the that he you know, took or gave. You know, we've how stupid do you think we are? You know, we've seen football players. We've watched football players all our lives. You know, I watched football with my dad every weekend. We never saw what we see now. No, it didn't happen before. It didn't happen. UK excess deaths are off the scale. The vast majority are not plague upon the land. Oh, we don't know what's driving those. It's because you got your head up your ass. Yeah, I mean, you know, again, you're looking up the wrong dark place. Look at the hearts of the leadership of the planet. Yeah, that dark place. And there you will see what's really going on. And here you see a quote from Liam Coward, June 2021. He said, if you decline Moderna and you're waiting for the Pfizer, you are a piece of garbage. Take the bleeping, you know what, you are able to get. Well, you know, he's no longer with us. Yeah, he died suddenly. And he's not the first. We were talking about that football player that was basically saying the same thing. They were being very bullish, trying to bully others into doing what they did, and they're not here. You know, they're not. And I'm curious to ask, do you get any impressions if you can sense where his consciousness is residing at this moment?
It's stuck. He's in a very chaotic state. He's not sure what's going on. They're unfortunately what they do with these C period, U period, R period, E is they change the state of your essence. So when you come into this world in an organic way, you do this thing and it changes you, and it starts to tie you up into the EMFs that are all around, because these are constantly pulsating out a separate frequency. So you are no longer that organic being just simply going out into this energy world that you're familiar with, that you have experienced one lifetime after the next, after the next, after the next. You are getting hung up. It's kind of like a fish getting caught in a net.
Absolutely. And that's the bigger plan here, because again, you got to think of humanity as beings that there's two sides to the coin. When we're in the body, okay, we're on in heads, let's say. And then when we're out of the body, we're on the tail side. But it's two sides to the same coin. That's what our consciousness is primarily residing. It's either in what has been the 3D and then the 4D when we pass on. And when we sleep, we are in 4D. So in reality, you know, death is nothing truly to be feared in the normal way of things. But when you are taking this cure, you're changing everything. Because think about what we have. We have the internet. Can you see the internet? No. But is it there? Yeah, of course it's there, right? We're talking on it right now. But you can't see it. So how do you know it's there? Well, we're kind of using it, right? It's the same thing with our reality again. You know, we only see a very small, limited portion of the greater reality, but it's still there. Our consciousness actually resides and emanates outwards into different frequencies. As, you know, Tesla said, and, you know, I'm going to just bring it up for a second.
Mm-hmm. You know, energy, frequency, it's everything. And keep in mind, this world, this essence that you were born into, that came from the all, that came from the perfect pattern of everything, this organic way that you were born, they are changing that. And, you know, I think a fishnet's probably the best way to describe it, because a fish thinks it's free and all of a sudden it's stuck and it doesn't know why it's stuck. And it's very, very confusing. You know, this being that I see, the two main emotions are anger and confusion going on here. And that's exactly what it would be with any other wild animal out there that thinks that it has free roam. It's going to start to go and it's going to get hung up. And it's because its song has changed. Its frequency has changed. It's no longer bouncing off the energy that it used to. So any familiarity is no longer there.
Yeah, again, so Tesla, if you want to talk about the secrets of the universe, it's all about energy, frequency, vibration. Again, the visible light spectrum is tiny. But yet we know radio waves are there. We know microwaves are there. Infrared, ultraviolet, x-rays, gamma rays, they're all there. They are all there. You can't see them. But it doesn't mean they're not there. It's the same thing with beings. There are beings that can see us, but you can't see them. And in fact, there are beings that are feeding off of you probably right now. Or at some point in the day, they will be attaching onto you. You ever take ticks and leeches off of you? And again, I could go through all these examples. But again, there's energetic ticks and leeches.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, whatever you see in the 3D, there is that in the 4D. Plus a lot more, because like Mike has pointed out here with the light spectrum, I mean, there's a huge light spectrum and we're only able to see just a tiny portion. And then the rest of our lives, it's explained to us away. Our instincts and our abilities are explained away, because usually we're born under this veil where we can only see with the two eyes. But still, enough beings are born with that sight intact. You know, it's just we tend to go through life and it falls away, but there are ways to recall it. You know, there's many different beings standing around, and when you sit and you quiet yourself and you redevelop these abilities, you can pick them out and you know where they're standing, you know what they're doing, you know what they're thinking. And that's what they keep hidden, because if you could only imagine the things they don't tell you, you know. And in a lot of ways also, the human body, it's an antenna. So there's a deliberate force there that's keeping us from experiencing all of these other energies, just for your own sanity. So we're born with natural filters, and then we're also having filters added on to us all of our lives.
So, you know, to put it quite simply, when we talk about this being a spiritual battle, it's a battle that extends into areas that we don't see with our visible eyes. But we can perceive them, and we can also perceive them when we open up our pineal gland. That's the big secret. This is your Satan. Your Satan is those that we would call the Alpha Draconians. It's also ultimately all those that are serving this AI. This AI is really what is being given as the cure. and it's also the plague upon the land. It's one and the same thing. And it's not an artificial intelligence that is, you know, natural in any sense. As there are some artificial intelligences used by advanced beings for, you know, non-malevolent purposes, this is quite the opposite. And so, you know, these are all some representations of Satan, per se, the Draco reptilians that overshadow the leadership of this planet. And again, there is this line, so to speak, of authority that comes on down, as these beings are the ones that are overseeing the Anunnaki, those that we would call the Anunnaki, the Nibiruans, the Ijiji. The Ijiji are, they've been basically the same density as us. If you remember the tales, the Ijiji are those that have rebelled against their Anunnaki overlords, and yet the Anunnaki themselves are a conquered race that's given up and given in to the Draconians and also accepted the AI Hive Collective. So very much it's very similar to, you know, the whole concept of the Borg in Star Wars. And, you know, again, they're trying to deny this. What this really is a invasion of the body snatchers, and also you could say it's in a sense invasion of the soul snatchers, because ultimately they're trying to harvest the God source spark that's inside all of us, and that's ultimately what they want, is control of your source energy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, one of the creepiest words I've ever heard when it comes to talking about esoteric understandings is the word harvest. I hate the word harvest. It is not a good thing.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, there are differences in the information that we have gotten from the Law of One. And again, everybody needs to discern for yourself. You know, there might be some things that we say that feel really good to you, maybe some things that don't. You know, everybody is a unique aspect of Source having a temporary human experience, roller coaster ride, and it, looking through a different, unique lens. That's okay. That's the way the universe was intended to be. Before this mRNA technology, 29 cardiac arrests per year in sports. After, 1,500 in 1 year. 2/3 of those cases resulted in death. Yeah, I like that question. Awake yet? Awake yet? Allow, awake yet? Well, again, you know, they're not awake themselves as I look at what they are, you know, describing themselves as. But, you know, hey, at least you're awake to one aspect of what's going on. Because when we look to the states with the lowest full, you know, cure rates in the country, these are the states with the lowest. Number one, Wyoming. Number two, Alabama. Number three, Mississippi. Number four, Louisiana. Number five, Tennessee. Number six, Idaho. Number seven, Arkansas. Number eight, Georgia. Number nine, Indiana. And number 10, North Dakota. You know, obviously the mainstream point of view would be naughty, naughty states. But here we applaud you, because it just shows that, again, there are some people out there that just won't get bullied.
Mm-mm. No, they're not going to get bullied, and they're going to do, you know, they're going to have that ability to stand strong. Keeping that critical thinking intact is what's going to help carry us through.
Now, these are the states that are most fully cured, so to speak. Number one, Rhode Island. 87.4 are considered fully you-know-whatted. Yeah, 87.4%. District of Columbia, D.C., 85.3%. Vermont, 85.3%. Massachusetts, 83.8%. Maine, 83%. Connecticut, 82.8%. Hawaii, 81.3%. New York, 80.5%. Then we go to Maryland at 79.4%, New Jersey 78.8%, and then Virginia 76.3% at 11%, and Washington State 75.7%. So it's interesting to see it. New Mexico, I tell you, New Mexico, we lived in New Mexico for a while. It was really the lockdown that drove us away. Otherwise, we would still be there. We would still probably be, you know, dealing with the drought, dealing with wildfires and everything, just because it's not population dense. And it's not dense with the Wi-Fi signals and the FIVEG towers, you know, but boy, the people there were so compliant, and it was just nothing was open. Everybody was just so full of fear, unfortunately. And that's not everybody in New Mexico, because there's a lot of people that are isolating there because they understand exactly what's going on. And then you see California at 14. So, you know, again, there's going to be a lot of places that are just, it's going to be mind-blowing to see what this world looks like. And again, think about what 46 said three times. He repeated that mantra, begins with an S, S-U-I, I side. Yeah, because again, it's all a choice. It's all a choice. Wow, confirmed. You get boosted, could trigger, that's not a good thing. You got to wonder about this, you know, rapid, rampant cancer rates that are just going like crazy. How about life expectancy dropping year after year now and at an exponential rate? Yeah, alarming safety profile. Again, how could we even be looking at people that are walking around still free? There's nothing that's gone on as far as, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people that have left this world. How has nothing, there's been no ramifications, you know, and it's just amazing. And then we're talking about a zombification going on. Many people are noticing, a lot of people that just don't seem to be there. They're not themselves, or personality traits have changed. As you know, look at what's really going on. So part of that is, you know, those states, you know, what states are going to have a higher percentage of zombies out there, so to speak, to just use a term from our quote unquote science fiction movies and culture.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen so many articles about that Z word, you know, and it's definitely something that cannot be ignored.
You know, in Israel, the number of pregnant women in the first trimester has just dropped off a roof. You know, it's the fertility rates plummeting. Yeah, it's all the estrogens. It starts with the estrogens. There's so much to this, you know, all that. Oh, gosh, this is so nice. Look at all this plastic in our lives. Well, the plastic in your lives becomes plastic in your blood. It's in your fecal matter. And it's also, you know, causing all sorts of hormonal problems with people. And, you know, this is crashing fertility rates. You know, again, we just did a video on EE Arts talking about a comet that's coming around first time in 50,000 years. Oh, since the Denisovans and Neanderthals were with us, you know, they're no longer here. Well, you know, when it comes back around 50,000 years, neither will Homo sapiens. This is history repeating itself. Yes. And, you know, all those heart conditions, the blood clots. You know, what can you say? You know, again, there are still so many sheep heading for the cliff just to just go jump right off. Type 2 diabetes on track to surge 700%. In young Americans, CDC issues wake-up call. You know, the wake-up call should be the fact that you can't trust any alphabet soup on this planet. They are the problem. The officials are the problem. The controllers operate from above, as we've been talking about, through all the institutions, for lack of a better word, that are out there that we've placed our blind trust, blind faith in. Gets me thinking of that quote when we were talking about transubstantiation. It's an act of faith. Jump off that cliff. You'll be all right. It's just an act of faith.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, 2021, top Australian doctor says, don't question the cure. Now, the same doctor has an injury due to you know what? I think we need to do a little bit more research. A little bit late, wouldn't you say?
Just a little.
Meanwhile, we have Zelensky saying Russian new mobilization process for major offensive imminent. We have Belarus basically sending out draft notices, you know, or at least getting prepared to, because they want to know where everybody 16 to 60 is, just in case we need you. Yeah, it's, you know, the writing's on the wall. And when Russia really does go, this time it's going to be like a steamroller. And there might not just be Russia there. There might be some allied troops from certainly Belarus and other places, perhaps even including the PCC, you know, the PLA. This is all coming to a head. You know, the time between now and 2025 is going to be some of the most tumultuous in human history that we know of.
It is. You know, there we have a lot coming at us, and it truly is your spiritual practice that's going to hold you stable.
Absolutely. And, you know, here we had a leak. Colonial Pipeline shuts critical conduit supplying fuel to the Northeast after spill. And you can see this is going from Texas through Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, South and North Carolina, Virginia, heading on up into the Northeast. Where would the Northeast be without, you know, any sort of heating oil coming in? I remember how much I was paying for heating oil in the Northeast, you know, 20 years ago. And of course, obviously, all the pricing has gone up. But in wartime, there's going to be rationing. In wartime, there's also sabotage. Again, we've seen a lot of acts that certainly look like sabotage. We know there's hundreds of thousands of people in the country that are here for that very express purpose. So again, you know, what we're doing here is trying to wake people up, as we've been, you know, harping, chanting, saying our mantras in a positive light, and then also giving these messages. Because yes, we could stick our head in the sand, but that might not stop from our behinds being blown up.
Mm-mm. No, I mean, just because you ignore it doesn't mean that it's going on. There is that thing called destiny, and things are destined to change. So even if you don't look, things are still going to change.
And, you know, again, obviously we want to keep a positive outlook, but the power structure that is not going to give up power gently or easily, but they are going to lose control because humanity is waking up. It's all a matter of how fast can we wake people up. Keep spreading videos like this. Keep spreading what you know. Don't be afraid to exercise your voice. You speak up for what you know. You know, again, it's all about stopping things before they get to a certain point in time by sharing your knowledge, sharing your experiences. If you're listening to this, chances are probably 99.5% of the people that listen to this, because this is typically we're reaching the same 99.5%. And there's only like 0.05% new people that are allowed to look at these videos. If, you know, you're going by the algorithms, and, you know, again, they hide these things. Why? Because they're the ones that are doing this. They control everything. We are behind enemy lines here. But it's not about anger. It's not about hatred. It's not about violence. No, no, no. That's all the things that lead back into their whole frequency. We have to rise above this. We have to get people to not take part in the system. When the soldiers lay down their weapons, when the soldiers decide they're not going to shoot the other poor sad sack that's across from them, that they don't even know. They don't have any sort of argument or beef with that person. They were born into that country, and they're being used as a puppet from that aspect by the same people that are using ours as puppets over here. Ultimately, it's the same control system. You know, they tell us they're the bad guys. They tell them we're the bad guys. And they say, go get them, because that's how they keep us under control.
Mm-hmm. Think of those poor ants in a jar. The jar gets shaken, and the ants think that their brothers and sisters are the ones attacking.
This reality is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be a fun experience, a learning experience, a blast. We're here to play like kids, or maybe play like puppies. That's why we came here, to learn, to enjoy the good things. 3D, you know, it has its positive and its negative. We can get hot. We can get cold. We can get hurt. We can get burned, you know, again. But we can also experience amazing food. We can experience amazing scents of like that fresh bread cooking in the oven. We can feel the warmth of somebody's hand that you love dearly. And, you know, of course, we can share our love with others. This is a good place and a good experience. The only thing that's bad about it is the system in place. So all these alphabet soups need to be dismantled. The entire power structure has to go. You cannot just simply put one new smiling face in somewhere and think that's going to change a system that is completely irreparable. But it takes everybody that is awake sharing your knowledge and your expertise and not being afraid to do so.
Indeed.
So Cindy's going to give us a couple of dings. Again, it's all about frequency, energy, and vibrations. So she's going to give us some tuning fork vibrations. Put the intention out there to be your best version of yourself, to harmonize with your higher self for your purpose for this life, to be a transforming light in dark times.
Mm-hmm. You know, a really good energy signature to hold on to is this little puppy right here. So focus yourself, focus on this being this little being that just wants to go out and have fun, and you're figuring out a way to have endless fun. So let's think about that and send out some prayers and hang on one moment.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. So Om is the sound of the universe, and Shanti is simply Sanskrit for peace. So may peace be with you.
Source bless and namaste.
Namaste.